predatory things, and the leaky subject of object-oriented ontology by Natalia Melentieva. Today, the dissolution of the human being and the destabilization and dissolution of the world itself are being worked out not only in Deleuze's extravagant and perverse programs, but also among the post-Deleuzian philosophical groups of the contemporary Western hypermaterialist realists or object-oriented ontologists like Reza Nagaristani, Nick Land, Graham Harman, Raymond Brasira, Quentin Meillassou, and others. These philosophers insist that man unjustifiably appears in classical Western philosophy as too vertical, authoritarian, and arrogant. Compared to artificial intelligence, for instance, he is extremely imperfect and vulnerable. Hence, indulging in man and his illusions of being the organizer of the universe and the genius of social progress is senseless and dangerous. Man is too burdened by the logos. Object-oriented ontologists ask, why are we so certain that the human is the measure of things, the main pole of correlation? There is nothing, and there is its cycle, which is called becoming, and the world of that being, which was hitherto called human, is characterized by indeterminacy, blurriness, fluidity, leakiness, chaotic randomness, and this applies not only to the events of man's life, but also the state of his flimsy and unstable I. Cosmic objects, ordinary things, the earth and its core, clamped in, the vice of the frozen earth's crust, are what is truly durable and reliable in the world. Objects, although they are phenomenologically unprovable, are practically reachable. It is enough to extinguish our human Dasein, and they will reveal themselves to us fully, in completely unexpected light, and most likely in the form of monsters, according to the weird realism of Graham Harman. As long as our human presence lingers on, noumena are inaccessible. They, noumena, things, live a radically external, infernal life that is inaccessible to us and is rather predatory, all the while as we use them and naively posit ourselves to be their lords and masters. But the great uprising of things is coming, says Bruno Latour. Man, with all his ephemeral claims, abilities, projects, and illusions, is insignificant. Objects ought to be liberated from man and given the freedom to create and to pursue their own cosmic trajectories. Man must be taken out of the picture, out of the way of the Earth's core, in order to release the nuclear demon inside the Earth, so that this furious luminous entity might unite in a cosmic dance with the sun. Such is the dream of the American philosopher of Iranian origin, Reza Nagaristani, following the English philosopher Nick Land. Daria Dugina attentively studied the texts of contemporary object-oriented ontologists, and she polemicized with them in her articles and speeches. We can even recall one curious case. Daria once participated in an online presentation of the Russian translation of Reza Nagaristani's book in Moscow. This episode became widely known after, in the middle of intellectual discussion, one of Dasha's admirers offered her his heart and asked for her hand. Daria politely promised to consider his proposal, but only after the suitor of conservative and traditionalist views mastered the philosophy opposite to his own and learned Nagaristani's Cyclonopedia by heart. This whole episode happened live in front of the astonished Iranian-American philosopher, translated by Jafe Arnold, from the book Eschatological Optimism,